back on the air on this Wednesday, October 28th, 2020, 20 minutes past the hour. By the way, phone lines are open if you want to comment on anything. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road in Marion, will be having their food bank and clothing giveaway this Saturday, Halloween, at 9 a.m. They have lots of turkey breasts to give away. Halloween, 9 a.m., 535 Richland Road, Richland Road Church of Christ here in Marion. And a Halloween event coming up, the Dead Woods, located at 3550 Lyons Road in Caledonia. $12 admission, Friday and Saturday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Should be scary. There you go. Those are the events coming up.
Have you ever gone to those scary drive-through things?
You know, if I have, it's been a long time ago.
I don't think they had them when I was a kid. I've never gone through them. I'm not a big fan of scary.
Well, Halloween will be interesting this year because it's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
That's party night. People won't have to go to work the next day.
Right.
They'll get an extra hour's sleep because it's the time change day.
Yeah.
And I think you'll see a lot of activity on Saturday night.
You know, I hope for the kids that they're safe, and I hope they have some fun on it. But I'm really concerned that this is not a good thing to do with the virus running rampant. And it's running amazingly strong right now in Ohio.
And why do we think that is?
Because that's what it's been reported.
No, I mean, why do we think it's went up? I mean, I believe the numbers. So why has it gotten so heavy?
Well, they talk about it comes and goes in waves, and that's all I can imagine. I mean, also we're indoors more because it's gotten colder. We now have college football, which I also thought was stupid, but we have that, and we're letting people go to that, and it's going to get worse.
You know, it's interesting. It's brought out a lot of people's personalities. I think that's interesting. I think that'll be one of the interesting things that we look back on in this time and say that showed a lot of people because there's been a lot of things both ways. There's been a lot of overreaction and there's been a lot of underreaction. And it's been interesting to watch.
I've had a lot of people ask me, as a former assistant athletic director at two Division I schools, what would you have said about that? I was wrong a lot. And not wrong. I was on the losing end of arguments a lot because I am more liberal, but not liberal in allowing people to... I would have voted if my... athletic director had put the vote to we had, what, six associate athletic directors? Anyway, if he had put the vote to us, I would have been one that said, no, we shouldn't play. Because I think we're forgetting those kids. It's 1 year, yes, I understand, and some of those kids, they're pro football contract may be on the line, but their life may be on the line, and I would have voted against it.
I think that's the overreaction versus the underreaction.
Yeah,
and it's interesting. That is the most interesting thing for me to watch.
Well, don't you have to weigh those things, though? I mean, as a former assistant athletic director, I would have weighed both of those sides, and I think I would have voted in favor of saving the kid's life.
Well, I think you weigh everything, though. I think that if you work in the public, you weigh, should I go, should I not go? I think you weigh, should I go to the grocery store, should I not go to the grocery store? We live in a world where groceries can be delivered now.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
You have to pay for it, extra.
Right, but you could.
Yeah, but if you're on Social Security, you can't afford to pay for extra.
Right, but we found out in the beginning that there were people who would do it for free if senior citizens were in bad shape. And I think that's become the overreaction and the underreaction. And
what do you think the right reaction would be?
You know, it's tough to say because the overreaction seems to fight the underreaction. Because we have just... We talked about it last hour. I mean, we've had and I don't want to say a friendship has ended, but we certainly had a show relationship on this station between Dr. Feynman and Adam that apparently, by all accounts, by Dr. Feynman's account, ended because of COVID. an argument, a disagreement about COVID. So I think that is an overreaction versus an underreaction.
And I don't understand. Where is the middle? You're not telling me where
the
middle is.
No, but I wanted to say that to say this.
Okay.
To say that I think that it's interesting because if you go back to the beginning, it would be different than it is now, those two questions. Because in the beginning, the first thing they said was masks don't work, and nobody was wearing them. And there wasn't a mask mandate until August, late July. So,
but we knew we should be wearing masks in March.
Not March. No.
My wife and I started wearing masks
But people said, the doctors said it will not help you, and that did
but
not.
But it would help the other person. They always said it would help the other person.
But they changed on that often.
Did. Yeah.
I mean, in the beginning, they said masks will not help you.
Well, again, I always err on the side of safety.
Right. But what I'm saying is it will not save you. Is the point.
Well, that's what.
And they still say that.
Actually, they didn't say it that way. They said it will protect the person that you're talking to and only slightly protect you. But they did always admit
that. And in the beginning, they also said it will not live on surfaces.
Yeah.
That was the thing they said.
Okay.
So there was a lot of things in the beginning that were. And they also said, we've got to shut down society. And
I don't think anybody ever said it that way, but
well, that's what happened.
Well, we had to shut down restaurants. We had to shut down places where people were going to be stuck breathing on each other.
But in hindsight, will people see that as an overreaction to know 4 months later when we have no more way to treat this illness, we still don't have a vaccine, and we're playing college football, kids are back in school.
We've killed 228,000 people because we didn't do what European countries did. We didn't even do what New York did to cut back.
But we have, as the mayor said yesterday, as the health department said yesterday, as everybody has said, there are mixed messages all the time with this. There are the medical community will say one thing, and the politicians will say another, and people get confused.
Quite frankly, the CDC has always said basically the same thing until they got pressurized by politics. And I will go with the CDC all day long.
Well, and I think the underreaction is that it just doesn't exist at all, and you know, viruses are viruses. And so on and so forth.
Herd mentality.
Well, there's that.
I love that term.
But I mean, it's the problem is why I don't even like to discuss it is because I think when there is an overreaction or an underreaction, either way, people go nuts about it.
But you still haven't answered my questions. What's the right reaction?
I think
what's
the right reaction is do what's best for you and don't tell other people what, as I was saying earlier on, I don't have the time to get this in 1 minute, but the point, as I was saying on my show earlier on, is that a mask mandate's not a law, and everybody has said that. You don't have to wear the mask in your car, in your house, outside at all. What this was a mandate to businesses, maybe you should do this, and that you still can't be arrested for going into a store without a mask unless the store tells you to leave because it's their rule, private property, and you're trespassing.
Yep.
That's what you would get arrested for. So that to me is the weird thing of this, that people act like there's some personal... there have been no new laws created because of this. None. There have been suggestions, but no new laws. What rights have been infringed upon?
Yeah, that's why I ask why people think that their rights are being infringed. I'm sorry.
We're going to break, we'll come back with both sides of this on the other side.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And here we are back on the air on this Wednesday, October 28th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, talking about the over and under reactions of COVID-19. So you were saying as we went to break.
I don't remember.
Went out. Well, what I was saying was the problem with what's going on with no new laws being created because of COVID.
I don't think they can they?
They could. They could put ordinances in to wear a mask.
Oh, okay. And there are no ordinances anywhere?
Not here.
Oh, yeah, no.
So that being said,
not in Ohio.
So that being said, what's interesting to me is that the overreactors will say, people who don't wear a mask, don't come around me, you're dumb, blah, 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 blah. That's the overreaction because there is no law telling them they have to.
You have every right in the world to tell somebody, I don't want you to come around me.
Well, you can do that with it, but I'm just saying it's not a law. They don't have to put it on. And the underreactor is especially if you're in public, because the converse to that is, well, if you don't want that person without a mask around you, you leave. So that's the converse.
Okay. Now I went into a grocery store, who will remain nameless, last Wednesday, and there was a guy. Oh no! It wasn't Wednesday. It was Thursday, and I went into a very large grocery store right across from yours, and there was a guy fighting with a lady about whether he. And I just don't understand. If there's a big sign that says you must wear a mask when you come into this store, I don't understand. It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't do anything to you. He was thinking it infringed upon his rights. Well, your breathing on me infringes upon my rights, and that's and why argue about it?
Well, what should be done is call somebody in that store over.
They just told him, you can't come in then.
There you go.
Yeah, and I think that's the right thing to do. Now, there are a lot of grocery stores, and I think the one that you know the best does have that same type of rule. You're not allowed in the store.
Yes, but also I've seen weird things. I mean, I've seen those fights. But I've also seen them. If you come in a store, and we all know this, and I'm sure people have used it to their advantage, if you come in without a mask and they stop you at the door and you say, I have a breathing problem, they're not going to make you put it on. They're not. So, you know, and let's say you get into a fight at the checkout counter about that. Well, they're not going to make you put it on. And the store, then you should leave, I guess, because that's the store policy. This is what I'm saying, overreaction, underreaction. And people get very angry, and I don't understand that. So for me, if I wear a mask when I go in, because that's what the doors say, and I don't have a breathing problem, so I wear it. But if somebody comes up to me who doesn't have it on, I just walk away from them.
This kind of gets on to the one thing that irritates the heck out of me is when you see people parking in handicapped parking places and they don't have a handicap license, they don't have a placard, but when they pull up there, they reach down in the glove box and pull out a placard. I wonder how many people have gotten those placards just so that they can get closer parking. And that's the type of person I don't want to associate with.
But you know what's interesting about that? I mean, if you didn't even have one and parked in one.
Yeah, and there are people that do that too.
It's not illegal.
No, well.
It's private property. It's for the store.
That's right.
To enforce that.
They say that there's a $200 fine or something crazy like that.
There's not.
But the only people that can enforce this are law people.
And they won't.
And they won't do it because you're on private property.
Right. Yeah. So it's all a lie.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Now, can the store have your car towed because it's private property? Yes.
Yeah.
But is the sheriff ever going to drive up and ticket you for that? No.
Yeah, and no store is going to tow your car for that either, probably.
Right. It's the same thing with the masks. If you came in and said you had a breathing problem, if you came in and didn't wear, no store in this town that I'm aware of now, at a point they did, the people at the doors are gone. I talked about this with the health department yesterday. There was a person at the door at Meijer. They're gone.
There still is at
the greeter's Walmart. There.
The Walmart person does. Now you know where I was. But the Walmart person actually stopped this gentleman because he wasn't wearing a mask and refused to let him in and said, "You got to go."
There's nobody at Meijer's doors. There's nobody at Kroger's doors. There's nobody at.
Yeah, you have a young man that stands out there, don't you?
No. There are people getting carts, but they're not there to stop you from wearing a mask.
Oh.
And there's nobody at Meijer. They have greeters, which they've always had. And Walmart, I'm not even sure, would stop you.
Well, they did. Last week. Yeah, last Thursday.
So how did this guy get into Walmart?
He didn't. They wouldn't
let him
come in.
Happened outside?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then he doesn't have to wear it outside.
No. But they told him he couldn't come in without one. And I think that's the right thing to do.
It's okay. But, I mean, it's what if he'd said he had a breathing problem?
Then I think people use things like that. That's
they
why
absolutely do.
That's why I brought up that placard thing, the handicap placard thing. If you have that low an esteem for yourself that you will go ahead and lie, which unfortunately this country has decided it's okay to lie all the time. If you have that low esteem for yourself, I don't want to deal with
it. But on the flip side of that, what if you're in the store and somebody comes up to you who doesn't have a mask on and they really do have asthma or something and you don't know it, but you go off on them because they don't have a mask on when they are within their rights now and the store has okayed it for them to go in without it?
That's why I rarely, if ever, argue with people that I don't know because I don't know what their reasons are.
So the middle,
I just turn away and walk away from that.
And
person.
That's the middle ground is I don't think we should, as human beings who are not making policy, who are not owning these stores, we have no right to tell people to wear one or not to wear one. The store can. The politicians could if they wanted to, but we don't.
No.
We don't. So the middle ground is if I want to wear a mask, I will. If I want to lie about a breathing problem, I can. If I want to go into a store that's not checking it, and I can, and not wear one. But in the bottom, in the grand scheme of it, if somebody's coming toward me without a mask, I can see, I can walk away, and I can walk out.
Yeah. Now, that brings up another point. It seems that when I was growing up, hypocrisy was almost as bad as lying. But hypocrisy anymore is just part of life, unfortunately. And the people that profess to be great religious people and then do something hypocritical, that's part of the Bible is disagreeing with being hypocritical.
Well, I guess to me the over and the under reaction is criticism on either way. I see it much like...
That's the only way we change opinions is by...
I don't think we do, though, because I think then you have the Adam Feynman story, which is...
No, I think you do, but I think you do it in it's a way long time from now that it's going to change anything.
Right, but I right now, I think to argue about it is not going to change the politicians, is not going to change how the stores feel about it, it hasn't. Numbers going up or down has not affected this in any way.
I don't know that that's true. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well,
I don't
say this.
Know.
I will say that the health department told me something very interesting, and health department I think would know. The health department said in the beginning of this pandemic, and this was on the air, so I'm not talking out of school here. The health department said in the beginning of this pandemic, there was a temporary rule put into place in the state of Ohio that the health department, if somebody tested positive in your county for COVID, the health department could enforce you to stay home for whatever, isolate.
Require you to be...
Yeah, that has been lifted since.
Why?
Doctors didn't do it. Health departments didn't do it. But it has been lifted. So as more people have died, as our numbers have gone up and down three times now, that law has not been reinstated. That mandate has not been put back in place.
Every time I hear things like this, I think We claim to be a, I mean, some people claim this is a Christian nation, and most of your listeners know that I'm an agnostic, if not an atheist, and but I follow the teachings of the New Testament of Christ, and I just find it totally hypocritical that people will act like this, not caring about the other person at this time of our COVID and problems.
Well, I think one of the issues has been is that...
And not caring about lying either.
Well, I think a certain group of people have felt that there has been an overreaction. And I think in the beginning...
That's just because they want to have their way. It doesn't have anything to do with being overreaction.
I really don't know.
It's like being a little kid who's whining to his mom and dad, that's not fair.
Well, I think one of the problems was in the beginning when the doctor and our governor, because I can only speak what happened in our state, when the doctor and the governor came on early on, when they shut everything down...
Which doctor?
Dr. Acton.
We're
going to have this many cases a day. And it didn't happen. And so then they had to come back a month and a half later and say we were wrong about this.
That's okay.
So I think a lot of people then said, oh, wait a second.
What are they saying now? Now that it's way higher than it was ever expected to be.
I think they don't want to go down that road again because I think they got sure they slapped around. Well, you had the doctor had to resign her position because she got such hate mail because of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's some good Christian thought.
Well, I'm just saying I think the governor, and I'm I think he's been asked this, I think he would say that maybe there was a little overreaction in the beginning to, you know what, you can shut things down and you can give people advice, but I think to say how many numbers there were going to be a day and be so off with it that it gave a lot of people, a lot of restaurant owners who wanted to be open, who saw their businesses crumbling, a lot of people who were not getting the proper schooling, who couldn't go to school, a lot of people who were losing money hand over fist, who had to go on unemployment, it gave them to say, why'd you do that? You weren't even right about what you said was going to happen. And I think that's what happened. And I think now they don't want to even get near an overreaction.
They're frightened.
Right.
Yeah. And I find being frightened to do the right thing is just stupid.
Well, I guess, you know what? The thing of it is, I think if you really don't want this disease, it's a viral disease, stay in your house. You won't get it.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
That's what my wife and I do.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's why I won't be at your voting thing on Tuesday.
And nobody's going to give anybody flack over that.
Oh, that's not true.
They will?
Oh, yeah. I've been given flack and looked askance because I said, I can't go to that.
Well, not by this radio station.
No. Absolutely not.
But, and I've invited people in as a guest who have said, I can't come in because of that. Fine. No problem. But that's, you know, as much as the people who want to go out without the mask, that's unfortunately in society, that's their right. And, you know, if they want to be arrested for trespassing, I guess that could happen. But the truth is, if you really are fearful of this disease, you can stay home. And I'll tell you why this is a big thing, because I look at everybody who's in a nursing home, who's in a retirement community. If you wanted to go outside, if you wanted to see your family, you can't.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of us could also face that.
Yeah.
We could stay home. There is a way not to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that. And if you believe that the people who are disobeying the rules are going to get it, that's the underreaction.
I call that survival of the, what is that called? Natural selection.
Right, and you know what? It will happen both ways. So, I don't know, though. There's a difference between saying it doesn't exist and saying I can't stop my life for a year and a half. I think that's a break.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on the air on this Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. Glenn Coble and Ron Feynman coming up next hour. Don't forget five giveaways today. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And this past Sunday's Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. tonight here. Now, I think this is an interesting conversation we're having because we're 7.5 months into this now. But I also don't like the people who are overreacting.
Overreacting than underreacting.
Oh, not necessarily. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who believe that next Wednesday this will be over because the election will happen. There's a lot of people who believe that it doesn't exist at all.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who think
there are a
that
lot of stupid people in the world.
It's just a bad case of the flu. There's a lot of that. But if you are not jumping in people's face about it, there also is this tendency now to say, well, you don't believe it's real. I don't think that's true either. I think that there is a certain group of people who have just taken it on themselves. It's much like people in wartime. You know, you can do something that's going to put you in danger, or you can play it safe and stay away. You make that decision for yourself, and whatever happens, happens. Doesn't mean you didn't believe there wasn't a war going on, but you just made that choice, and being such a long thing, this pandemic. Also, I think, you know, there is also the idea of early detection. One of the problems with this has been is that people will think they just have a cold or something, and they don't go early.
Yeah, that happens, I'm
sure.
And
it gets way out of hand. And I can guarantee you right now, if I even had the sniffles during this, I would go to the doctor, which I normally wouldn't.
I just get really, really tired of listening to people say, I have rights. That's what they said in Germany as they were gassing millions of Jewish people. I have rights, I don't care because that's somebody else. We've got to care about each other, and I'm afraid we've lost that somewhere.
Well, I just don't know. It comes down to private property here, as silly as this is, with the masks. Because that's what everybody's talking about, their rights. That's the whole rights conversation.
Private property, you gotta give me more.
Well, I mean, it's because if you're at home, you don't have to wear a mask. If you're in your front yard, you don't. If you're out walking, you don't. If you're in your car, you don't. If you're anywhere but a private property, if you're anywhere but somebody's private property, which is a business, you do not have to wear a mask.
If you're gathering in groups of 10 or more, you do. I mean, it's a...
But that's not a law.
There's no laws.
And
we have no guts.
So it's not.
Our government has no guts
if
now.
If I have 30 people in my home, which is my private property, and I don't make them put on a mask, nobody's coming to arrest me.
No, but the Grim Reaper might.
Right, but the point is...
That's okay. If you want to kill yourselves and your friends and people around you, that's okay. I won't come to your party.
But the 29 people have the choice to wear the mask. I'm not going to tell somebody not to.
I'm not going to have a group of 30 people come over to my house.
No, but I'm saying when you say 10 people or more gathering, that's not a law. The store turns it into a law. They turn it into a trespassing law.
Yeah. And I'm thankful for that. I told a grocery store person that I wouldn't be coming back there until they do start mandating it a little heavier.
But you know what's hypocritical?
But then I thought to myself, that's stupid for me to say that. Of course I'll be here.
but here's the hypocritical nature of it. The two mandates, as you have said, are the 10 people in one place at one time, and the other one is the mask mandate. Okay, well, we all do go to the stores. Well, guess what? There are more than 10 people in the store. Yeah. So they're breaking that rule right off the bat, which tells
you... But they're not gathered in the store. They're not gathered as a group.
Okay.
You know, one thing that bothered me last night, I was watching one of Biden's speeches where it was at a parking lot, and they were all in cars, but the people had started gathering up towards the stage, and they were gathering in groups of more than 10 people, and they were up close to the stage. That bothered me.
I think about...
careful on both sides.
I think about six people. If you truly were abiding by the mandates that they give you, that you'd have to have 36 feet. For six people, you'd have to have 36 feet to encompass six people, 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
36 feet. How many stores are 36 foot long, and you certainly got more than six people in there? We don't realize how... there is no grocery store aisle that's 36 feet long. There are many grocery store aisles that have more than six people in them.
I can honestly say if people start getting closer than 6 feet to me at the grocery store I go most of the time, I'll be going there right after my thing today, I'll either leave because I think there are too many people in the store, or I will get as far away from them as I can. And I think most of the time I've been able to stay more than 6 feet away from people.
Well, the pharmacy is a big one, because you have the pharmacy people. There are always three or four people in the pharmacy alone.
Yeah, but they're... Go ahead and answer the phone.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I agree with you, Glenn.
Thanks.
I think that I am so sick and tired of people getting behind me in a grocery line or in a store and coughing their head off with no mask on. I just want to turn around and, I don't know, I spit all over sometimes. I'm so sick of it. I'm sick and tired of people saying, oh, the governor's doing this. He just thinks he can boss us around. No, he's trying to save lives.
Yep.
You may not understand.
Yeah, and he's a Republican, and it's good to hear that he's trying to do that.
Why do you think the store does not enforce it?
I was told the reason why they didn't enforce it is because they couldn't enforce it.
But you can trespassing and tell anybody to leave.
Yeah, but that's not what the store that I go in
said. I just don't get it. Why didn't they did it before? You know, yes, they had arguing, and, you know, I understand that. But my gosh, I get sick and tired. I'm 70 years old. I have other health issues. I get tired of going in places and people just disregarding anything.
Because they got rights.
Oh my God, I'm sick of it.
Me too.
But I say something, you know, it's just terrible.
But one of the, I think the problems is that, you know, and I'm not saying this is my opinion, because I do wear the mask. If you see me in public, I'll have the mask on. Anytime I go into any of these places, I don't have a breathing problem, and that's what they want, so that's what I do. But if somebody
now
goes...
Now, that's what they want, but do you agree with wearing it? You said that's what they want. What do you want?
You know, I'll tell you honestly about the whole mask thing. It's very confusing, because my understanding of the mask is that it is no protection to me.
No, that it is.
Well, they say
it's
not.
It is, yeah, because you're not breathing those germs in.
Recently, even the CDC has come out and said...
they've changed their mind.
My husband works at Whirlpool. Everybody has to wear a mask, and they don't bitch and complain about it. I mean,
right, but
they
have
to do it.
Right, but it's my understanding that what the point of the mask is that if everybody wears the mask, then there's no chance of spreading anything. But if I wear the mask and you don't, and you have it, that's not going to protect me from getting it.
It is.
Well, they've said different.
Well, I agree with their caller. I think that the more...
We need a doctor, because the health department... Tracy Kinsler at the health department says no.
Well,
says that does not work.
According to all the different talking heads that
I've
listened to,
the governor and all of his doctors say, yes, it does work.
Yeah.
It works.
Well, if work that way, then why do we care if the person behind us is coughing in line if that mask is protecting us?
It doesn't protect you completely. It only helps protect you. And
they're getting that crap on me.
Well,
getting it on my back.
Well, which way is it here? Is it protects me or it doesn't?
I think it protects both people. I think it protects...
Exactly.
I watched a demonstration of a person using a mask on television, and this was, you know, supposedly documented. This person coughs with a mask on. And you can see where the particles go, but they go about a tenth of the distance.
I'm agreeing with you on that.
But you can still get those particles.
I agree with you that if somebody has a mask on, it's going to be harder for me to transmit the illness. But what I'm saying is, if I have one on and somebody doesn't, they can give it to me.
Yeah.
Right. So if I wear me wearing a mask is protecting me from other people.
But you don't want
both
to step on you. I mean, they cough. It gets on your clothes. It gets, you know.
You take it home to your grandmother?
Right, I don't want them coughing on. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, why do I wear them?
They cough on you.
Right, but I'm saying the problem is that if I go anywhere where somebody doesn't have it on and I can't force somebody to put it on, I don't know that that mask is going to stop me from getting it.
I bet our listener does exactly what I do. Turn away.
I know we can't hear anything right now.
I turn away, give a dirty look to the person that isn't wearing the mask, and get away from them.
Well, and they give the dirty look back. And
I don't care.
And this is where we are. I think I don't want anybody to die. I don't want anybody to get sick.
I think you do.
Just maybe you right now. The point is about this whole thing is that I think I've had the health commissioner on every week and now every other week since the beginning of this, since day one, and the things have changed over time.
Why don't you have the mayor on?
Mayor was on yesterday.
Mayor
was on yesterday.
I'm sorry, I missed yesterday. Yeah. Did you ask him? Does he wear a mask? He had it.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
he does
wear a mask. But he is also of the understanding that it stops him from transmitting it. It doesn't stop him from getting it.
That's because he's the mayor. He doesn't want to offend people.
Well, I don't know.
I listen to Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci, even though this president doesn't like him because he says bad things about him, Dr. Fauci is a pretty smart guy.
I think president's nuts for going in public without a mask on. I think it's, you know.
I wear the mask everywhere, and I wear it because if I should have the illness, I do not want to transmit it to anybody else. And
well, good for you.
Yeah, why would I? I don't want to do that. But I don't know, because they've said so many different things, if it protects me. I don't know. I don't know if it does or not.
Well, Dr. Fauci says it does. Both ways.
But our governor, God bless his heart.
He's not a doctor.
No, but when he was greeted by the president the other day who didn't have a mask on and who hugged him, he says that was a perfectly fine greeting. So there you go.
Well, he's a political animal.
He explained that yesterday. He said he's the president, you know. He said, what's he going to do?
If the fear is large, and it should be for a lot of people, and I don't want anybody to die, I stay home. That's what they said in the beginning.
Well, I
stay
have
home.
Down Thanksgiving implications already because I don't, and because the governor said, you know, for a lot of coming from people getting together, families and everything, just thinking, okay, we can do this because we're family. No, I don't agree with that. You know, I don't want to risk getting anything.
Your point is exactly the right one to make, is that we all have to make this decision for ourselves. And in the end, the consequences will be the consequences. Much like every decision in life.
But
it's like, to me, you know, the problem is it's very much like drunk driving or texting while you're driving. In Ohio, those are laws. But if I'm driving out on the road and a drunk driver hits me, I have zero control over that, and they could kill me. And they're doing something that's illegal. Now, the same thing goes for this illness. If we're talking life or death, somebody could kill me, but they're not doing anything illegal because no government in Ohio has stepped in to say that that's illegal. So maybe more people should be at the state house, I guess.
That's why I ran.
The governor's coming on tomorrow, and he said that some of these counties may turn red or purple tomorrow. And if that happens, he said things may change.
Well, we'll see what he has.
See what he says.
Well, see, that's right. And we've seen a lot of things. Well, thank you for your opinion. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Oh, I was going to tell you, too, Tri Rivers, my grandson goes to Tri Rivers. He sent, yesterday, they sent almost a whole entire class home because so many were sick in that class.
Oh, my.
And two of the kids, I got a letter on Friday, two of the kids tested positive. And he is petrified to go, but I make him go because he drives me crazy, number one. And number two, he doesn't learn as well being at school.
And so, that's a big problem. I mean, we did the River Valley football story 2 weeks ago. And you know what?
Yeah, you got hell for it.
I did. And you know, I was overreactionary in that story, I guess. So there you go. But thank you, caller.
Thank you.
And again, we're going to hang over here for about a minute because the top of the hour ran a little long. But the capstone of this story is, you know, believing in it or not believing in it, overreactionary, underreactionary, the point is we all make choices. And in this society, in the community we live in right now, this is viral. And in the beginning, we used to preach this a lot more, and we've stopped somewhere along the line, that the only way to catch it is if you come in contact with somebody who has it. So if you don't, stay home. If you need somebody to go to the grocery store for you and you've got no family or friends that will do that, call a church. We've got 140 of them in this community. Somebody will go for you. We've seen it early on in this. It will happen. So truly, if you're petrified, if you've got health concerns, if you don't want to be around those people who aren't going to wear the mask and the store is not going to enforce it, don't go in that store. Don't go outside. That's that. Glenn, 30 seconds left. Say something.
I'm just disappointed in the lack of concern that people have for other people if they don't wear the mask in public. Anyway, but Dr. Feynman is listening and says he's laughing.
And we got a quick message here to say that a listener out there was listening and they wanted me to tell you that it says right on the handicap sticker that people put in their car to leave it hanging in your car.
Yeah,
right at the top.
I think that's right. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So if people are pulling it out, they're already.
Yeah, they're breaking
the
rules.
There's no law.
Well, there probably is somewhere.
I don't know. Private. It's weird. I even know if you get in a wreck in a parking lot, the sheriff can't do anything.
Oh, no. And I've had that happen.
And there you go. Another tame morning here on the air. But you know what? Discussing things that need to be discussed, educating and informing, and that's the point. And as I said last week, if you're a Republican, you're probably not going to like the next hour. But listen anyway. Listen anyway, because we need to listen to others' opinions.
Yeah.
That's the point. Dr. Ron Feynman and Glenn Coble coming up next. And don't miss the big giveaway show today, 4 to 5. And tomorrow morning, I'll be back 8 to 10 in Trinity Baptist Church, 6 to 7. We're done.
Please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
Hi, Ted Williams here, the man with the golden voice, and you are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website, williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook @WilliamsGrassCutters. Email,